Hey, yo, 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 what's going on, everybody? Episode 30 of the School Days Podcast. I'm your host, Jay Manley. My co-host is Aaron. What's good, bro?
What's good? What's good, people? Appreciate all the listeners once again.
Yes, 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 man. I said what I needed to say in the fucking pre-roll. So before we get into the podcast, we going to talk about some shit real quick. You feel me? First and foremost, for those of you who don't know, it's still up. I don't really put anything on it anymore, but I had a YouTube channel, or I have a YouTube channel, and it was mainly consistent of, you know, at that time of my life, shit that, you know, I felt like people didn't really address in, like, my point of view, and shit that, like, really got on my nerves. And today at work, I had a moment where I was thinking, like, wow, like, people are dicks. Like, for those who don't know, I have a job where it's basically customer service. Let's leave it at that. And, you know, customer service, you have to go approach a customer and shit. Like, first of all, how do you approach a motherfucker on the phone who just ignores you? Because that's something that I don't get. Like, if I come in and ask you, like, hey, you doing all right today? Or do you need help finding anything? And you just, like, keep walking with the phone to your ear. And this is my thing. The motherfucker was like 16 years old, probably. So it's like, motherfucker, what? How important are you on a Sunday to where you're walking around with your phone on your ear and you're 16 years old and you're not paying any fucking bills? How important is that conversation that you're really having? Please tell me.
So what did he proceed to do?
He just proceeded to walk the fuck away, and I'm thinking in my head like, oh, man. And I'm a little newer too, so
yeah, you knew, so you think like, oh, this is gonna be a long ride. Yo, so, impatient ass, I already know.
So that pissed me off, and then okay, I'm gonna try to explain this story without giving away, because I don't, you know, I'm not trying to get in trouble or nothing. Basically, it was a foreign person who came into the store, and foreign people are weird when it comes to like sizing, as far as like shirts and, you know, clothes and stuff, and shoes. Like, for instance, we had an item that was on sale, but that item was like the last of its kind type shit.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady, like, first of all, she came in with her mom. Her mom didn't speak English, but she spoke a little bit of broken English. And as I'm trying to, I didn't notice at first, I'm trying to explain to her mom. Her mom's like, I don't speak the English. And I'm just like, you got to add to me down there, because I'm trying to like explain to her type shit. Like,
yeah.
How the fuck you gonna
get mad at me? You damn near talking in fluent English too.
Yeah. So I was like, how the fuck you gonna get mad at me? I'm supposed to just assume that you don't know how to.
Yeah, this is America.
Yeah. If anything, that would be prejudice to me if I, like, okay. Like, we all be thinking,
if you just got to try to assume the language that they speak.
Yeah, but not even that. Like, this is something that I do majority of the time, and I'll just use this as an example. But, like, for instance, if a Hispanic family comes in, I know about 75 to 80% I'm going to be communicating with the kid or the younger person, because the older people don't speak English. But the younger people grew up here and shit. You feel me? Yeah. So they like, fucking, they learn two languages like it's clockwork type shit. I'm pretty sure you know exactly what I'm talking about with your
work here, too. Yeah.
So, I don't know, shit like that. I just don't get, like, the whole, like, motherfucker, don't get... I'm, put it like this. By no means or way, I'm not the nigga that's yelling, oh, this is America, you need to speak... Like, that's not me at all, by any means. But, motherfucker, don't get mad at me if I don't know that you don't speak English and I'm trying to, like, talk to you and do my job. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so, that's crazy. It's a quick little rant, man. Do you have anything to say about this? Because I know you probably going to say.
I just tell people, let this be a lesson to, you know, use that golden rule that we was taught when we was kids. You know what I mean? Treat others the way you want to be treated.
No, a lot of motherfuckers forget don't that
come
shit, too.
Nasty attitudes. You get that energy back at you. You might not get it that second, but that energy will come back.
Oh, yeah. Karma's a bitch. That's coming back, for real, for real. We can go ahead and dump in the news. And I don't even know if I want to really even talk about this, because now I'm hearing different stories about, apparently he didn't say this for real. For y'all who don't know, apparently, excuse me, apparently, number 45 in the White House told a fallen soldier's widow that, you know, he's an honorable man, but that's what he signed up for.
Yep. At this point, I can't say I'm surprised. You know?
Yeah, it sounds like some Trump shit, but I don't want to be that guy who just fucking goes on a limb and just says everything that pops up. Because now there's reports coming out saying that he didn't really say that shit. So,
I mean, if it's true, I believe it'll still be reports coming out that he didn't say it. You know what I mean? They'd do anything to cover up the president's actions.
Yeah. So. Well, that's the thing, though. Usually he fucking, you know, digs the hole for himself. Like, I think we're...
Yeah, he wouldn't deny it. Yeah.
Yeah, this one is some lead room because, one, you know, there's not really a recording of him saying the shit. And then, mm-hmm. two... It's like you can't say he did. I mean, because usually he'll own a shit. He ain't owning it, so it's some leeway to be like, oh, well, maybe, like he ain't lied about shit before. Already lied. See, about
that
this.
That speaks a lot about his image, though. It's just that the fact that people would believe it tells a lot about your character.
Yeah, definitely does, man. I don't know. At this point, bro, it's like because all right, y'all. So because like we were making the show notes for last week's show, right? And we're going to get into the Eminem thing. I know we forgot. We sincerely apologize about that. We're going to get into that. But when we were making the show notes, I told Aaron, I was like, bro, I'm tired of talking about Trump. I'm tired of talking about this NFL kneeling shit. It's just like a broken record, bro. It's like why every week, bro, in the news section, we damn near have at least something fried about Trump, bro. Like, it's guaranteed something. This nigga does something fried every week. Like, how?
I mean, unfortunately, this is the man who makes the headlines every week. It's out of our control. You know, this is the person that was voted into the office. I'm not saying it was voted by people, by the people of America, but he landed in office somehow. So, I mean, that's the topic of conversation most of the time.
It's just a fucking joke. It really is. Also, okay, spur of the moment, shit's popping up in my head, so forgive me, but I think this is fraud. It has nothing to do with news at all, bro, but before you get in a lame stamp, I just want to talk about this. I seen this video on Facebook, bro. You can go look at it real quick if you want to. I shared it like an hour or two ago. It's this white mom.
There you go.
Okay. fuck it. It's this white mom, bro. And I'm not trying to be stereotypical, but white people have, you know, a history of letting their kids do whatever the fuck they want. Like, and I've seen the shit firsthand. You know, my friends who are white talking to their parents and their moms to shut the fuck up and all types of shit. Like, it really goes down in white households. And kids really run that motherfucking house like they pay the bills. That shit is, cause I be thinking, bro. Like, you ever get scared for your friend when they like say some bullshit to their parents? Like, damn, you better get your ass beat. Like, you scared
from
you
my black friends,
So around your white friends, your heart never started beating fast. Like when you heard them say some smart ass shit that you knew you would get your ass beat for.
I mean, I'm with you. I hate to be stereotypical, but honestly, I expected like, oh, 9 times out of 10, if this kid is bold enough to say that, it's not their first time.
Okay, yeah, that's true too. But for me, bro, I don't know. That's just me, bro. Like, I didn't be getting scared for other motherfuckers when I was a kid. Like, damn, you better show your ass beat. Like, I be getting like nervous, like I'm about to get the whooping type shit. So when I be hearing them like trigger words or like a certain tone that motherfucker be talking to their parents in, I get to like looking like, oh shit.
Yeah, it kind of goes both ways then, because this is where I kind of shade outside of the race thing. It's a lot of black parents that like to be friends with their kids. So, in all, that kid can do whatever they want too.
Yeah.
They might not be, but the difference, the threshold is like, even though they try to have that little friend relationship, them black kids still can't really talk back like that.
Oh yeah, not at all.
You can go and smoke some weed in your room in your mama's house, but you still better not talk back to her ass.
Exactly. And see, and that's the thing, because it's like I understand, like, my parents already know that, like, now, like, when I talk to my parents, like, I don't cuss, like, free willingly, but if I'm, like, irritated.
If you cuss, it's not, but, you're not getting a whooping. You know
yeah,
what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. Like, with my dad, bro, my dad, like, me and him both, like, talk. Like, I talk to my dad kind of like how I talk to, like, everybody else. Like, I use cuss words. My mom, I tore it down a little bit because that's my mom. But my dad is, like, raw, you know what I'm saying, unfiltered, so.
It's the same way with me.
Yeah.
It's the same way.
Yeah.
It's like a respect thing. It's kind of like that with your mama. You still got them the manners.
Exactly. Like I might throw in like a cuss right here and there, like if I'm like making her laugh or some shit like that. But like I'm not like just fuck that bitch. You know.
Yeah.
You know what I'm not doing all that extra shit. Nah. But man. Basically, the video, bro. Basically, it was this white lady, and bro, the kid was going off, throwing a fucking backpack at the mom. The mom talking about some. No, you've disrespected me enough today. Blah blah blah. You need to calm down. And then they finally get into the house, and the kid throws the backpack on the floor, and then the mom's like, "Good job, you made it. You made it to the house." And the kid runs up on the mom and starts swinging on her, like slapping her in the face and shit.
This is real. This is not a spoof,
bro. It's on my Facebook. Hold up.
I'll watch it. I'll check it out. Yeah, but it's not a spoof though.
It's not a spoof, not at all. Can't make this up.
Not surprising at all.
Yeah, I will play it, but they can't see it.
I
put it on the Facebook page so y'all can watch it. That shit is fraud. But yeah, man, I don't be understanding it, bro. Like how not even white people, just people in general, because this is definitely I've seen a hell of different ethnicities of kids who are bad as fuck. So just speaking to the people whose kids are bad as fuck in general. Like, how do y'all let them do that? I don't know. Like, I could never fathom, like, I don't know. Could never fathom how motherfuckers let the kids do that shit, man.
At that point, it's just like everybody got their own life. It's like, oh, well, you do what you do.
Yeah, I don't know, bro. The belt definitely fucking put the fear of God in my ass, bro. Let me tell you. Boy. Motherfuckers get to telling you to pick a belt out and shit.
Man, you got shit. My granny boy, you better go pick you a switch.
Hey bro, this is fried. I'm gonna tell the story to me and go to lame stamp. Bro, one time in fifth grade, bro, I was cutting up that day. I almost got into a fight. I had fucking ISS, missed recess, talked back to the teacher. I was on the road that day, bro. I don't know what took over me that day, but I was on some like fuck everybody type shit that day. When I tell you, my dad picked me up, bro. And as soon as we left the fucking school, this nigga starts trying to whoop me in the fucking parking lot, bro. So I'm running to the car, and I get in the car, and this nigga's whooping me at stoplights. Like, each stoplight he gets you, that nigga turns
around. Perfectly normal while he driving. He get to a stoplight, get the light.
Start whooping my ass with the belt and shit. And then we get home, bro. And I'm like, shit, fuck it. He don't whoop me. He don't have to catch my ass. So I get to running around the house, bro. And he's like chasing me for like a good like 15, 20 minutes because I'm just like not going for the whooping, bro.
That was blowing him even more.
Yes, bro. Because usually I'll just like be like, fuck it. But that day, bro, I was like, man, he don't have to chase me, bro. So I literally was running around the house. This nigga really had to chase me for like 10, 15 minutes, bro. Well, I was on punishment for a long ass time after that shit.
Oh, my God.
But yeah. We're going to dip into the lame stamp real quick, though. We'll be right back, y'all.
Whether it's making racist people mad or dumb niggas doing nigga shit in the heat, let's see which one of these dumb fucks got Aaron's lame stamp of the week. Y'all really are some dumb fucks for getting this award. I just want you to know that. So if you hear your name on this, you're a dumb fuck. You're welcome. You fucking idiot.
All right, man. I got to hit y'all ass with this. I got to hit y'all with this one, man. I got a lame stamp to give out to somebody, and this might be somebody that you haven't heard of, but if you have not heard of him, I need you to go look up. Matter of fact, don't even waste your bullshit looking it up. Don't even waste your time bullshitting looking it up. It's a new age rapper, and his rap name really fits, you know, this subject here. He goes by the name of New Age Jerk Boy, and this individual, who I believe is from Florida. He's from a specific county in Florida. I can't recall. Not important. But basically, how he came to stardom is going viral on the internet, dissing NBA YoungBoy. And he basically went on to say, you know, you a bitch, you a pussy ass nigga, you this, and that. He called him out for, I guess, NBA YoungBoy had came at Thug about, you know, when Thug and his girl broke up, and you know, this New Age Jerk Boy is, mind you, his name is New Age Jerk Boy. He going off about this and that. He got choppers in the video. For those of y'all who ain't seen it, he got the chopper in the video. He got his mans in the video with a little pistol, just looking silly. If you go back and look at that video, Jalen, look at the dude with the pistol. He just literally, he just looked like a phony, man, pointing that pistol at the camera. But anyway, long story short, he was dissing NBA Youngboy, making death threats and all that. But if you watch the video, this man has on a dog collar, one of them spiked dog collars. He has his fingernails polished.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a Young Thug type hairstyle. Basically, all in all, he looks a lot like, yeah, he looks a lot like Young Thug, except definitely. I ain't never seen Young Thug's fingernails polished. I'm not saying he hasn't done it.
Young Thug's done it before, bro.
Oh, he has?
Yeah, he has.
I don't mess with that stuff, but the difference is
his music makes up for it.
Okay, speaking to it. So, not only is New Age Jerk Boy music common as hell, but if you go and look up a video by the name of Married to the Game, this man, he doesn't have one of those fashion type things going on. This is a straight wedding dress. I'm talking about a straight white wedding dress, mm-hmm. women's style with the actual boobs form, the shape form on it.
Mm-hmm.
And he just, you know, thugging in this wedding dress on the video. And then there's a scene in the video where he's down on, like, okay, so there's a scene in the video that they shot where most of the scene, like, he's like, you know, like when rappers like squat down and they like dancing and stuff, they squatting down and all that.
Yeah.
So that specific scene, it was like a little cut in that scene where a girl has the chopper pointing down at him.
Mm-hmm.
And he proceeds to start sucking on the end of the chopper like it was a penis in his wedding gown. Like, there could be no, you can preach all that, oh, I'm different, I got my own swag, all that shit. You can't, no, that's gay. That's gay.
Are you gay? That's what I was going to say. Like,
are you gay, bro? But he got the nerve to have an interview explaining it. Like, oh, man, I just always had my own swag. And I'm like, man, fuck that, yeah, man. Fuck no. Oh, man. No, there's no talking out of this one, New Age Jerk Boy. Lame stamp. Go ahead and give a lame stamp to New Age Jerk Boy.
Yeah. Lame stamp goes to him. I seen the videos, bro, and I'm like, it's just, yeah, niggas is really, the vibe I'm getting, bro, when niggas get on that, like niggas like him, niggas like Boom Gang, or whatever. Niggas, you got it. Niggas is trying to take the 50 Cent blueprint by dissing motherfuckers to get on type shit, but niggas forget 50 Cent's music backed up all the fucking, you know what I'm saying, circus that he was causing. So,
yeah, this New Age Jerk Boy, that was just crazy when I seen that. I'm like, is he
New Age Jerk Boy? He just looks like a gayer version of Young Thug, honestly.
Yeah, and he's in the interview. They asked him about, you know, the Young Thug comparisons, because it's definitely there, the comparisons. Yeah. And he tried to shade it off, like, man, I don't really pay attention to that. Da, 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 da. I'm not even a fan of Young Thug. Da, da. Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of liar. Yeah,
you're definitely a fan. Definitely a fan. Yeah,
the dude looks too much like him. If y'all really want to know, go search up New Age Jerk Boy. I'm not saying it's going to be a pleasant sight, but just go see what y'all want to ask.
Speaking of Young Thug, we can go ahead and dip into music right now, bro. And we forgot to put this in the notes, but I knew we had to talk about it. That tape with Future and Thug is hard as fuck.
Yes, sir.
Fuck with it heavily. Now, listen. And I know this is about to be another. Motherfuckers is going to be on my head for me saying this shit. I don't really care. Fuck it. It's not better than What a Time to Be Alive.
You said it's not?
Not, no.
I can agree. Okay. I can agree. What a Time to Be Alive is very, very high on the pedestal. So it takes a lot to get better than that. I mean, I just like the idea of them working together. Yeah, period, but I was gonna say, I did not see that coming.
Not to take away from this tape at all, because this tape is exactly what I expected it to be, and it's cold. But, and you might disagree with me on this one, Future definitely outshined Thug to me on this, and it kind of surprised me, because I felt like Thug was on, just stemming off of Thug's features on More Life, I thought Thug was gonna get on that on this. And I feel like Future kind of outshined him on this tape.
Yeah, I feel like it was more of supposed to be Future shining. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Everybody, I see a lot on social media like, oh, the new Future CD. Then me being a, you know, I'm a fan of both, but me like a Young Thug, yeah, I'm like, hey, yeah. I better recognize Young Thug. That's his take too.
I was gonna say, yeah, it wasn't. Look, come on, y'all. Like, let's calm down. Like, it wasn't.
It wasn't that much of a landslide.
Put like this. Put like this. It wasn't to the point where how Kanye carried Jay-Z on Watch the Throne.
Yeah.
It wasn't at that point. It wasn't at that point.
Yeah, because I mean, and then there's like I think both of them have a solo on each. Like, mm-hmm. Thug has a solo song and Future has a solo song. Mm-hmm. But that song with Offset, whoo, yes. Boy, I'm feeling that song.
Yes. Yes, bro.
Yeah. Offset starting to come up in the future gang. You know what I mean,
I see. Quavo was starting off. Offset. Now we gonna have to wait for Takeoff. You know what I'm saying? Figure out if he's on Bad or Bougie or not. But
we'll see if he really left off Takeoff. We'll see.
Nah, man. I fuck with that. I fuck with that tape heavily, man. I really, really do. Y'all need to definitely go check that out. And that's what I was gonna say too, bro. We need to go ahead and drop. We need to go ahead and curate this playlist for the end of the month, bro.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we'll get together and do that because we're definitely still doing the Apple Music playlist thing, dropping it every month. School Days playlist, curated by me and Aaron Miles. So now get ready to hear a little bit of everything because you know both of our music is our taste is versatile and shit. So yeah, man. Now what we forgot to talk about last week. This Eminem freestyle, the BET Awards. Aaron, I'll let you go first because I got a lot to say.
Okay. First of all, it's like we all know this is Eminem we're talking about. Mm-hmm. Let me recognize him first as the top five greatest rappers of all time. Definitely. No particular order. I wouldn't put him in first or fifth. I can't give you an order right now.
He's in the 2, 3, 4
order. He's in the mix. Yeah. I respect him. He was, and everybody knows who my favorite rapper is. Well, before Lil Wayne, there was Eminem.
I thought Lil that was my favorite rapper.
Well, yeah, okay. So let me go backwards. Yeah. So there was Lil Wayne. There's Lil Wayne now. Then before that, there was Luda. But before Luda, it was Eminem. Damn, okay. Period.
I didn't know that.
I fucked with him. Yeah. So you know, it's hella respect there. But as far as his freestyle goes, I think it was hella gas.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you,
this
bro.
Freestyle was hella gas. I had to watch it like 2-3 times to get the hype. I'm like, where is the hype coming from? And then I figured out, oh, it's just his name. And his name and just the name of the subject.
Yes.
Like, okay, I'm coming at the fact that he came at Trump is what, oh, Eminem came at Trump. Oh my God, it's epic. Like, no, there was no substance in that. I'm like, dude, like I'm still sitting watching the first like 2 minutes. I'm like, okay, maybe he ain't really went in yet. Like, I was sitting there waiting the whole time.
That's how I was watching
time.
The whole video. Like, okay, maybe this like, is it, where he goes in, or maybe this is it. It was gas because it's M fucking M, bro. I'm sorry, and all the Eminem fans are gonna be mad, but it was gassed as fuck.
Yeah, just y'all give really me gassed if you're an Eminem fan, or if you think that's really hard, you just go ahead and tell me his hardest line, please. Please. Just tell me his hardest line on there.
This is my thing, man. This is my thing, too. It's like, okay, Eminem dissed him. Like, y'all literally were hyping up because it's Eminem. And then, like, second of all, I'm sorry. But where was all this hoopla at when Fuck Donald Trump came out?
Yeah.
And motherfuckers can say, oh, wait, YG and Nipsey wasn't saying nothing. Okay. That's cool. They weren't saying nothing enough, but motherfuckers was, like, when they was on tour, bro, they was damn near, like, stepping to YG, like, on some CB4 shit. Like, you can't perform Fuck Donald Trump. Like, police officers and shit.
I know.
Yeah. And that I just gave a CB4 reference for all y'all youngsters out there. Just watch CB4, and then you'll get what I'm talking about. It's a scene.
Shout out that boy, CY.
Yeah. It's like a Corey AC. No nigga movies. No, it's a scene in CB4 where they have a song called Sweat From My Balls, and the mayor of Sacramento comes in with the police officers and shit and tells them that they can't perform Sweat On My Balls, and they perform the song anyway. So that's what I was talking about. But anyway, like,
similar to the end of...
Yeah, the Fuck Donald Trump song was a big deal, but it didn't get the hoopla that this Eminem freestyle was getting for whatever reason.
This Eminem freestyle, that was getting hella hype, hella repost.
Yes.
I was like, wow, like, this, you can really, your name can really take you a long way.
That, and then, my bro, what's killing me, bro, is that motherfuckers, he's not the greatest rapper alive, I'm sorry. Like, stop. Stop it. Mm-mm. Eminem is not the greatest rapper alive, bro. He's not.
Mm-mm.
And all motherfuckers is going to be having something to say to me because I know a lot of Eminem fans, but no, fuck no. No, bro.
Like I said, top five of all time, and that literally, I mean, like his prime, and that's been over with.
Like, yeah,
this is coming from one of the biggest fans of all time. Like, his, like you got to, I ain't saying you got to sit down completely, but like, I'm not even blaming Eminem for coming out with the freestyle, but I'm blaming the people who hyped it up.
Yes, and then what's killing me, bro, staying on this topic with Eminem Freestyle, the other side, the people who were offended. First of all, I didn't know white people watched the BT Hip Hop Awards. That was funny to me that motherfuckers was even getting offended. Not white people, I'm sorry. Trump supporters. That's general.
Here you go. In their defense, I mean, social media nowadays is hard to miss any of that.
That too, but it's like, I just didn't expect that. I don't know.
You didn't think they would entertain it like this.
I didn't think they would entertain it because I'm still thinking about the Jesse Williams shit when he gave that long ass speech at the BET Awards last year. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about how we need to, you know, take care of better hair of ourselves and shit. And that didn't really cause a hoopla. But then again, it's Jesse Williams and not Eminem getting a freestyle by the president. So
of course, some people don't even know who that is.
So. Yeah, I don't know, bro. I just feel a lot of hype from this freestyle, bro. I really do. I really fucking do.
Shit, I'm with you when you're right, man.
Yeah, man. So, sorry, Eminem fans. I'm pretty sure we're going to have hell of them try to come on the show next week. I'm damn near not going because I really don't feel like arguing about Eminem being the best rapper. He's not. That's not something I'm willing to waste a segment on. This Gucci and Keisha Kaora wedding. First off, I want to say, like, first off, congratulations to them getting married. You know what I'm saying? That's what's up. That's tight.
Yeah.
But, my God. Like, I be trying not to say shit so fucked up, but I can't help it. Like, why do motherfuckers, like, gas up, like, reality TV and, like, are so, like, why do y'all care that they're getting married? Why do y'all care how much he spent on the cake? Why do y'all care that he got her a mansion Bentley and this and that? Like, y'all really look to these celebrities on how y'all want to live your life or for, like, a blueprint type shit, and it's really damn near sad.
I'm half and half on that because you gotta, I'm not saying, like, copy or want to be like them, but you gotta look up to something or look at something and in that inspired aspect. Yeah, and be inspired.
I get that point, but...
But at that point, yeah, why are you putting so much energy into it? Yes. Like me, I'm like, oh, that boy, you know me, one of Gucci's biggest fans.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, my boy Gucci finally getting married. Like it was, I blew that off. Like after he proposed to the Hawks game, like, oh, they getting married. That's what's up.
Yeah.
I'm proud of this. You know me, a part of his little change, his transformation and all that. But then here's where I have a problem at, where people come up with all these little theories and all these little conspiracies.
Her
like
having a baby, him having a son or some shit like that.
Have son. Here it is. Like here's one. Okay, they referenced back to Gucci's little cloning shit. That little cloning theory. They referenced back to that. I can't believe they even brought that back up. That was just nonsense. And then they referenced. And then this Keisha and her kids thing. Like, oh, she didn't have her kids at the wedding. Da 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 da. For one, how do you know that was their official wedding? They are celebrities, you know.
Mm-hmm.
You think Gucci and Keisha ain't getting a check off of this little wedding that they broadcasted? Of course. Like. I don't blame them for going to get a check if this is the situation. Yeah, how do you know they didn't have a wedding?
They got a reality TV show coming to BET too, so it makes sense.
Right. Well, how do you know they didn't have a separate wedding for the family?
Yeah, more than likely they did.
Come on now, like people on the outside looking in, they just make assumptions all the time. Like, oh, she ain't shit. She didn't have it, and then all these people, you know, have all this, all these people, lying and talking about Keisha got kids, and then you got some people like, oh, she do got kids, and y'all don't know nothing, so just stop. Y'all don't know nothing. I'm not there seeing things happen live, so I don't know. I'm just happy that they get married. That's it.
Exactly. Yeah, shout out to them for getting married or whatever, but I don't know. Y'all gotta realize that. I don't know. Like I said, like Aaron said, it's good to have inspiration and be inspired by shit, but that kind of takes it to like a whole new level when y'all be doing all that shit y'all be doing. That's all I'm saying.
I didn't post one thing on social media about them.
I think I shared one thing about, like, because I fuck with the fact that she, like, flipped his money and shit and held his ass down when he was on all the bullshit he was on. Like, I fuck with that. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And, bro, I'm not going to lie, bro. Like, I didn't really up my standards after this nigga said that she gave this nigga a bath. I'm sorry, bro. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
That's my new requirement, girl. You want to be with me?
So you need that, huh?
Yeah, hey, I need you to give me a bath, period. Give me a bath and a foot massage.
That boy needs.
Yeah,
sure. If you don't give me a bath, you're not getting cuffs.
Yeah. Yeah. Gucci raised standards, man. Don't get mad at me, get mad at Gucci. what's going on with this Rick Ross baby mama drama, bro? What happened?
Basically, his BM once again goes on social media to blast him, talking about so basically she coming to him like, as you already know, his beef with Birdman due to the Lil Wayne situation. Mm-hmm. You know, Ross just can't stop coming for him, which I don't blame. But, you know, apparently, according to her, allegedly, he has his own problems of his own with his kids. Talking about, you know, she's making claims that he ain't paying for his son's basketball tuition. You ain't doing this. You ain't doing that. How you so into Birdman and got his eggplant emoji in your mouth? And you doing all that, and you ain't even, you know, taking care of this little boy right here. And their kid's name is I forgot what the name was. He named his kid after a name brand something. I forgot what it was. But y'all got to check me on that one. I don't know that one. But yeah, basically his kid, allegedly he ain't taking care of his kid. But there's two sides to that. I was gonna give him a lame stamp for that one, but like I said, there's two sides. I just hope he gets that resolved. And, you know, if she's just one of them bitter BMs, then, hey, Ross, you got my okay to keep dissing Birdman.
Yeah, a bitter BM is the worst. I don't know. I just hope, yeah, you can't be another nigga's business and not taking care of your own business, period. So I hope it's not true.
Yeah, if that's the case. Yeah, if that's the case, Ross, just get that little shit. Cut the little tuition check, man, because that should have been one of the first priorities.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay, and Lil B gets jumped by A Boogie with the Hoodies Squad. I didn't see the video. I've been hearing about it though. And Lil B has been out saying he's straight and shit. Yeah. Has Lil B been talking shit about?
Yeah, I'm not too much up on the situation. I know like basically just as much as you do, but it's nothing that Lil B. I imagine Lil B said it in the most humble way possible.
Yeah.
That boy A Boogie, you know, a little hostile on that situation. I don't feel that it's worth coming at somebody's neck for. If you think I'm trash, I'm trash. I still got $1 million check over here. Like, I'm not coming for you. Like, I'm not risking none of my really, boys getting.
Who's really valuing Lil B's opinion on music? Like, Lil B is just the greatest.
Right. Come on. Now, you see. You see how many people he talked about? Kevin Durant didn't even acknowledge the man. Like, you know, yeah, like, you know, I'm 100% behind Lil B's, you know, F Kevin Durant rants, but think of everybody Lil B came for. He didn't. Right. Exactly. You're like, why are you acknowledging him? He got it. He's in his own realm for real, mentally and spiritually.
Yeah.
Like, just let him be, man. Let him have his opinion. Cause you out here with the fan base now, A Boogie. Mm-hmm. So, no. I think he just did it just to make some headlines and just because he can. Like, he probably had his little goons, you know what I mean, sick him type shit.
I guess, man. I don't know. You know, he's a New Yorker, too, so he's probably on edge on about everything, you know, New York niggas do.
Yeah. Gotta make them headlines, man.
We gonna skip gaming this week. And just dip right into sports because the gaming world has been really dry. Unless you want to hear about how 2K.
We'll have some stuff for y'all next week. We got some stuff coming out. Just know that Assassin's Creed coming soon. That Mario coming out for the Nintendo people. We got some stuff coming for y'all next week. So we'll let y'all know what we think about that.
Before we get into sports, niggas are really getting Nintendo Switches? Like, for real? Like, are you getting one? I heard Corey.
I want one. I can't speak for anybody else.
I heard
Courtney. I mean, earlier. I can speak for me. I know for a fact I'm getting one. It's just a matter of when. You know what I mean? Corey, I believe, I don't think he was thought about getting that either.
No, I know Corey.
I'm messing with the Switch simply for the, I like the idea of what it can do. Like, I'm trying to snatch my game out of the dock and go play 2K while I'm leaving.
Yeah.
And you know LA Noir is coming back out, right?
Like they're making a new one type shit?
Nah, it's a remastered, and then they add like some DLC, some extra missions and stuff, and then it's gonna come out on the Switch. That's what made me bring it up.
On the Switch only?
Nah, it's coming out on all three, PS4, Xbox, and the Switch.
Get on PS4 or Xbox.
It's gonna be in 4K.
I'm gonna get on the Xbox then. I told you what I'm doing, right? I'm just gonna get the PS4 Slim and then get the Xbox One X, since I played my Xbox more than my PlayStation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's what I'm gonna do.
Good idea. If those games come soon, we'll let y'all know what you think about those.
Yeah, bro, with the Switch, I guess we can just talk about this real quick before we go to sports. With the Switch, bro, like, I don't know, bro. I really see that in the future, bro, being a system for me, like, personally, like, hella, like, that will sit there. Like, for real. Like, I
know for a fact that that's going to be my, that's the thing. That's going to be my third. That's the exact reason why I'm getting it, though, is because, I mean, I ain't going to lie, when I am out and about, obviously, nine times out of 10, my mind is not going to be on the game.
Yeah.
That's just going to be strictly for, like, I'm bored, I'm on the road. Like, because I do take road trips, so that's going to come in handy for that. And then it's like, I'm not gonna be playing it. I could tell you right now, when I want it, but I'm not gonna. That's not gonna be my primary console. So, yeah.
Like for me, bro. And I'm thinking about, okay, where could I take this fucking game system to where I would actually feel like I'm using it and get my money's worth? Okay, the barbershop. Wow, I'm waiting for fucking 20 minutes. That's so long.
I spend a little bit more time in places like that. You know what I mean? Take 2 hours to do my shit.
Yeah.
I mean, you just gave me another idea right there. Right on.
Yeah.
Nah, then again, I be around women though, so my attention don't really be on fucking switches and shit.
Yeah, you ain't thinking about the game and shit. Let's go ahead and dip into sports real quick, man. NBA season tip off. First and foremost, man, prayers go out to Gordon Hayward. He had a nasty ass injury. Shout out to my son crying in the background. We gonna keep on going though. It's the end of the podcast. Gordon Hayward had a nasty ass injury, man. I know you saw it, bro. What were your thoughts when you saw that shit?
Same as everybody. It was just, like, same. My facial reaction was Jaylen Brown's facial. If you remember that, when they put the camera on him, I was like, wow. Like, did you see Eric? If you go back and look, didn't nobody want to watch that? Everybody, all the NBA players walked away. They walked away. Nigga, D-Wade instantly got to praying. Yeah,
everybody's face praying and shit. It was terrible. Like, I don't know. Yeah, that shit was terrible. That and the Paul George one are the two, like, grossest ones.
And then the announcer, Kevin Harlan, he called it instantly. He said, Hayward broke his leg instantly. As soon as that happened, as soon as he went down, he was like, oh, Hayward landed badly. Oh, Hayward has broken his leg. And then they flashed the camera on him, and that nigga foot was turning the other way.
Yeah, that shit was disgusting, bro. Shit was disgusting.
That's unfortunate. I never want to see that, but Kyrie Irving, you got what you want now. Yeah, you are the man.
It's your team now, brother. It's your team now.
Still got one. Hey, look, Jaylen, Al Horford, like, you still got one brother left, man. Hey, Doe, you still got one brother left, man.
This Raiders and Chiefs game, man.
Hold on. Pause. Before we go any further into the NFL.
Yeah.
Back to the NBA tip-off here. Thunder looking good.
We got the Warriors. We got to roast them.
I expect them to come out, punching. But these Golden State boys. Yeah, it's the bit. You know, we're going to hear. I bet you y'all talking right now. Oh, it's the beginning of the season. Which they did have. They didn't have a pleasant start last year either when they proceeded to win the championship. But
getting frustrated.
If that attitude keeps up like that, they're going to fall apart chemistry-wise, which is going to be ugly.
Oh, yeah.
You see seen Kevin Durant flicking with Steph Curry throwing tantrums looking like 2016 finals. Like, oh my God, I was loving every bit of it. Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, it was definitely funny seeing him get mad and shit. I was laughing the whole time.
On a more serious note, though, bear with me here because I know my boy Abe is listening right now, and I just got to.
Shout out to Abe. Shout out to Abe.
I'm sorry, Abe, you my dog and everything. But D-Wade is ass. D-Wade's hella cheeks, man. We could have done without him, dude. Like, when he came to the team, I'm like, all right, D-Wade, not that big of an addition, not enough for the Warriors. But it's cool. I'll take D-Wade, solid player, veteran, future Hall of Famer. We can always use that energy. And I'm thinking, like, still, though, I'm thinking, like, all right, D-Wade, he ain't the prime D-Wade, but he'll still give us 15, 16 a game. This man is scoring 4 points a game. Not only that, though. He's scoring 4 points a game. I didn't expect him to get much, but I can see if he wasn't playing that much. This man is taking a good 14 shots a game.
Mm-hmm.
You're taking 14 shots and you can only squeeze 4 points, D-Wade? I need a little bit more out of you, bro. And you're perfectly healthy. Like, I'm sorry, but that's not cutting it.
I know you didn't want him to be a starter,
but this is not – that's not in – in his career rotation. Like, D-Wade has never came off the bench. It's the first time for everything.
Yeah.
But that doesn't even, like, you need, and that's another thing. You need shooters off the bench in a team on a team like LeBron, like playing with LeBron. LeBron is always needs shooters off the bench. D-Wade can't come off the bench shooting no threes. And then it's like, you get that extra firepower coming off the bench when you have JR on the bench. Like I said, JR, most of his career, he spent on the bench. That's why I knew it would make sense to be like that. But if D-Wade keep it up, they might have to change it up, bro.
Yeah, they do something. I mean, they're looking good so far, man. But they gonna
I like what D-Rose is. D-Rose is impressing me. 14 points a game, I'll take that from you, D-Rose. That's a good season if you ask me.
D-Rose has been going in, bro. He definitely has been going in for real.
But yeah, but at this rate, the Cavaliers are doing good overall, but we still need more when we face that Goliath. We're going to need more.
Most definitely, bro, most definitely. Let's go ahead and wrap it up with this Chief and Raiders game, bro, because I ain't trying to keep on muting and unmuting my mic.
Yeah, man. Shout out that boy, Marshawn, even though you didn't get to play the whole game, man. You was tripping. You was tripping, dog. Putting your hands on the referee.
He was too hype in the moment. You see that nigga was watching the game in the stands, though?
Yeah. Like for those of y'all who didn't peep, y'all missed out on a great game between the Raiders and the Chiefs. It was a one-point game. Derek Carr gamed it on their ass with a touchdown to Michael Crabtree.
Yeah.
Michael Crabtree gamed it by 1 point. Yep. And that was crazy because the Chiefs, they was dogging boys, and I didn't think they was gonna lose either.
I'm saying, wasn't it their first loss?
Yeah, that was their second. There was a second. The loss to the Steelers the week before.
Oh, damn! I forgot about that. Okay.
So
NFL's been good this year, bro.
Yeah, Chiefs is. This NFL season is lit. But the Chiefs. But this Sunday tonight, for those of y'all didn't peep, it was like three shutouts. The rookie, Eddie King, I want to say, on the Bears. Mm-hmm. You know this dude just scored. He scored 275-yard touchdowns on defense. The first person to ever do that.
Like run backs type shit? Like picks?
Yes, ran it back for 75-plus yards each time.
Wow. Who did they play?
On some Madden stuff. They played the – who did they beat, man? Give me a second. Cause I know the Colts got their ass shut out by the Jaguars. That was ugly. They beat the Panthers. Safe to say that was the worst turnaround since the Ravens I've seen with the Panthers. Yeah. That was the worst turnaround since the Ravens. Like, there's no way you should be 4-3. A team went to the Super Bowl 3 years ago.
Yeah.
Two seasons.
I was gonna say I don't know what's gonna happen with the Colts and Jaguars, but the Jaguars are serious this year, bro. That defense is lit.
The Colts did no chance, and then the Cardinals got smashed in London like that. You know, you can go ahead and get on my head about AP. He only had 21 yards.
Yeah, I seen he had like 11 carries for 21 yards. The Rams are serious this year, too, though.
Yeah. Rams is definitely serious. But 33-0 serious? Goddamn. Carson Palmer, his career's over. So, Cardinals fans, sorry about that. My Arizona
quarterback.
Might as well tank the season. Colts might as well tank the season.
Yeah, Colts might as well just give it up, bro. It's a wrap. It's a fucking wrap.
The Giants might as well tank the season.
Yeah, get Eli the fuck up out of there, too. He's getting old, bro. It's no point.
It's really over now with no Odell, so y'all really might as well tank. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah, but I mean, shout out your boy Zeke though.
Zeke came to play today.
Them forces them up. See the difference that you see the difference that it makes in a game when Zeke plays. Like, if they didn't grant him that enough, that the restraining order. Oh no, boy, that boy Zeke getting off easy. I've never seen the NFL on something. We talked about it before, but they
got him fucked up. They really do.
Yeah, this is a crazy situation because the course is really trying their best. To bring this back up, get him out.
Yeah,
they keep filing this other stuff like appeal and all this. Like, fuck out of here! Just let the boy play, man.
Yeah, man. Yeah, we gonna keep on pushing through it, man. Hoping they just let the shit go eventually. But I think that's
Vikings
that's
it, Nation bro. All day. You know what I mean, leading the division.
Yeah, who does the Vikings play?
We beat the fuck out of the Ravens.
Oh, okay.
But we didn't beat the fuck out of them. It was a defensive game, and we had like a Forbath had like 6 field goals, so that's what won us the game, honestly. And Latavius Murray had 100 yards.
Okay, cool.
So I mean, I'm proud of our running game. You know what I mean? We made up for the post AP era. Latavius between what's the name is out though for a minute.
Melvin Cook,
our rookie. But that's why we got Latavius. You know what I mean? So we cool, and our defense is keeping up, man. Oh my God, Xavier Rose put the smackdown on Mike Wallace.
I didn't see it. I gotta check it out.
Gave him a concussion. Yeah, but Mike Wallace, he was up and aware after that. He was down for a minute after the hit. I mean, it wasn't even Mike Wallace. I mean, it wasn't even Xavier Rose. It was Xavier Rose was tackling him and Anderson Cenejo, I can never pronounce his last name, but the safety, he came up and cracked him helmet to helmet and got called for it. So he'll probably get fined. But yeah, that's when Mike Wallace's helmet popped off. And he was just down for the count. But then after that, he was up and aware. He was shitty because they said he couldn't play no more. They ruled him a concussion.
Yeah, I already know he was pissed off.
And then Patriots just won their Super Bowl rematch tonight, 27-3. Tom Brady torched their ass.
They beat them 27-3.
No, 23-7. My bad, 23-7. That's still bad.
Wow. Yeah.
They was talking about the Super Bowl while I was watching it earlier. They was like, man, ever since that halftime when they came back out of the Super Bowl, you know, this man, his average throw took 2.4 seconds. That is insane.
I knew it was about to be some bullshit when they were showing the camera and showing his face and showing how shit he was.
Yeah, and then they just—he just torched him again. 250 yards, 2 touchdowns.
It's ridiculous, man. It's ridiculous. Yeah, that's about it, bro. Episode Dirty 30.
Yeah, we just hit y'all with some more shit, man. Yeah. Tune in next week, man.
Always. You want to go ahead and give me your socials real quick?
Juan Hunch on everything. Snapchat, Twitter, Facebook. Not Facebook. Yeah, I could leave that alone. Snapchat, Twitter, Instagram, Juan Huncho. WON_HUNCHO. Go follow me.
Cool. And y'all can follow me at McFly Manly on Instagram and Twitter. Spelled MCFLYMANLY. If you want to follow me on Snapchat, that's jmanly16. And yeah, that's it. Thank y'all for listening to this episode of School Days Podcast. God bless y'all. Y'all have a good week. And we will see y'all next Monday morning. We out.
Outro.